Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, guys. Good to have you with me on the DDP. I'm in the fourth chapter of Luke, not really working the book verse by verse, just this passage of Jesus has been on my heart lately. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And I spent a lot of time there yesterday, and I still feel this, such a draw to that statement, that preach the gospel to the poor. What an awesome, awesome thing that Jesus would take the good news. God's not mad at you. Good news. God has wrapped himself in human flesh. And take it, first of all, to those who did not have. Back in November, I made a statement last month when we were doing the podcast about, if you want to be like Jesus, one of the things you're going to have to realize is that Jesus had an unquenchable desire to fellowship with broken people. We got a lot of feedback on that. I think that it resonates with so many of us because we've noticed that broken people are not what the model of the church goes after in building its church. We don't think taking the gospel to the poor will do much good for our bottom line. I think one of the examples we could have from modern society of the poor could possibly be young people who, although they have more disposable income than ever, really don't provide you anything in the church financially. I remember years ago when I was a youth pastor having a budget proposal rejected by a church board because it was too much money to spend on people that didn't give any back. I specifically remember the statement being made in that meeting, well, we can't spend this much on teenagers. They don't give back. In other words, we're not going to spend where we can't get a return. We're not going to invest in lives unless there's a guarantee or at least a high probability that we're going to get something back financially. And that taught me something about the nature of a lot of the church, and that is we will invest in the lives of people who can make the biggest difference on our bottom line. And as a pastor, I've never been one who really cared too much for recognizing people because of their status in the community. I've lost probably some very good givers, could have been very good givers, because I didn't give them platform time, let them get up and tell their agenda. I had someone recently tell me, you know why so-and-so didn't go to your church? They came two or three times and apparently loved it and would even get a hold of me via technology and say, wow, you know, love the word, the gospel of grace. And I didn't think much more of it. Well, they just wanted to go somewhere else. Very influential person in the community. And someone told me later, they said, you know why they didn't go to your church? They said, because you didn't get them on the platform and introduce them. You didn't make a big deal out of them. And they ended up over so-and-so's place where they get up every week. And it wasn't that they're in the ministry, so they had a gift and they could bless our people. It was that they were high in society and it looked really, really like we're something if we march them across the platform. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not what Jesus came to do. He came to take the gospel to the poor. In other words, a part of his ministry was building the kingdom out of broken pots, broken pottery. You don't build a kingdom out of broken people. Jesus made a point of building the kingdom out of broken people. You and I can't tell you how broken I would be without the Holy Spirit in me. I cannot even begin to put into words how worthless it was for the Lord to use this, and yet he is using it. So it's all built upon the restoration of broken people, the gospel to the poor. Tomorrow we'll see the next one, healing the brokenhearted. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.